I want to talk to you today about the power of I am. What follows these two simple words will determine what kind of life you live. I am blessed, I am strong, I am healthy, or I am slow, I am unattractive, I am a terrible mother. The I ams that are coming out of your mouth will bring either success or failure. All through the day, the power of I am is at work. We make a mistake. I am so clumsy. We look in the mirror. I am so old. We see somebody very talented. I am so average. We get caught in traffic. I am so unlucky. Many times we use the power of I am against us. We don't realize how it's affecting our future. Here's the principle. What follows the I am will always come looking for you. When you say, I am so clumsy, clumsiness comes looking for you. I am so old, wrinkles come looking for you. I am so overweight, calories come looking for you. It's just like you're inviting them. Now the good news is, you get to choose what follows the I am. When you go through the day saying, I am blessed, blessings come looking for you. I am talented, talent comes looking for you. You may not feel up to par, but when you say, I am healthy, health starts heading your way. I am strong, strength starts tracking you down. You're inviting that into your life. That's why you have to be careful what follows the I am. Don't ever say, I am so unlucky, I never get any good breaks. You're inviting disappointments. I am so broke, I am so in debt. You are inviting struggle, you're inviting lack. You need to send out some new invitations. Get up in the morning and invite good things into your life. I am blessed. I am strong. I am talented. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am prosperous. When you talk like that, talent gets summoned by Almighty God. Go find that person. Health, strength, abundance, discipline starts heading your way. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, instead of complaining, you should be saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am attractive. I am getting younger. You talk like that and God will renew your youth. Nobody can do this for you. It's got to come out of your own mouth. God made you like you are on purpose. He gave you your looks, your height, your skin color, your nose, your personality. Nothing about you is by accident. You didn't get overlooked. You didn't get left out. God said in Ephesians, you are my masterpiece. No, dare to get up in the morning and say, I am a masterpiece. I am created in the image of Almighty God. Well, the fact is, there is nothing ordinary about you. You have a fingerprint that nobody else has. There will never be another you. When God made you, He threw away the mold. But as long as you go around thinking, I'm just average. Joel, I'm just one of the billions of people on the earth. Nothing special about me. The wrong I am can keep you from rising higher. I wonder what would happen if all through the day, not in front of other people, but in privacy, in the shower, driving to work, underneath our breath, instead of being down on ourselves and discrediting who we are and focusing on all of our flaws, what would happen if we would be bold like David to say, I am amazing, I am wonderful, I am valuable, I am a masterpiece, I am a child of the Most High God. You talk like that and amazing comes chasing you down. Awesome starts heading in your direction. You won't have that weak, defeated, I'm just average mentality. No, you'll carry yourself like a king, like a queen, not in pride. Not being better than somebody, but with a quiet confidence, with a knowing that you've been handpicked by the creator of the universe and you have something amazing to offer this world. My question today is, what kind of I ams are coming out of your mouth? I am victorious. I am blessed. I am talented. I am anointed. When you have the right I ams, you're inviting the goodness of God. Some of you, if you would just change the I am, you would go to a new level. Words have creative power. With your words, you can bless your future or you can curse your future. Words are like electricity. Used the right way, they can be very helpful. It can give us lights and air conditioning, all kinds of good things. But electricity used the wrong way can be very dangerous. It can harm you. It could even kill you. Same way with our words. Proverbs says life and death are in the power of our tongue. It's up to you to choose what follows the I am. My encouragement is never say negative things about yourself. Most of us would never go up to another person, at least to their face, and criticize them. Yet we have no problem criticizing ourselves. Do yourself a favor and zip that up. We have enough in life against us already. Don't be against yourself. Use your words to bless your future, not curse your future. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Notice just the opposite. Not, I am so tired, I am so run down. That's calling in the wrong things. Let the poor say, I am well off. Not, I am broke, I am so in debt. Let the sick say, I am healthy, I am improving, I am getting better and better. See, it says in Romans 4:18, to call the things that are not as if they already were. That simply means don't talk about the way you are, talk about the way you want to be. If you're struggling in your finances, don't go around saying, oh man, business is so slow, the economy is so down, it's never going to work out. That's calling the things that are as if they will always be that way. That's just describing the situation. By faith, you've got to say, I am blessed. I am successful. I am surrounded by God's favor. You've allowed what somebody said about you to hold you back. A coach, a teacher, a parent, an ex-spouse, they planted these negative seeds of what you cannot do. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not disciplined enough. You're not attractive enough. You'll always be mediocre. You'll always struggle with your weight. No, get rid of those lies. That is not who you are. You are who God says you are. And people may have tried to push you down and tell you what you can't become. Let that go in one ear and out the other ear. What somebody said about you doesn't determine your destiny. God does. You need to know not only what you are, but you need to know what you are not. In other words, I am not who people say I am. I am who God says I am. I am not the tail, I am the head. I am not a borrower, I am a lender. I am not cursed, I am blessed. Somebody may have spoken negative words over you, even when you were younger. But know this, before anyone could put a curse on you, God put a blessing on you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and He approved you. Other people may try to disapprove you. Don't go around feeling less than, feeling inferior. Our attitude should be, I am approved by Almighty God. I am accepted. I am a masterpiece. When you talk like that, the seeds of greatness God's placed on the inside will begin to spring forth. See, you have gifts and talents that you've not yet tapped into. There is a treasure on the inside. Throughout life, the enemy will do his best to try to keep it pushed down. He doesn't want us to reach our full potential. That's why there are forces constantly trying to make us feel intimidated, inferior, unqualified. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, you got to shake off the negative voices. Shake off the thoughts that are telling you, I am unable. I am unqualified. No, don't invite weakness in. Don't give intimidation an invitation. You may feel unqualified, but before you were born, God equipped you. He empowered you. You are not lacking anything. God has already stamped His approval on you. People may try to push you down, but when you know God has approved you, you realize, I don't need other people's approval. I've been equipped, empowered, anointed by the Creator of the universe. Don't let what somebody has spoken over you determine your destiny. Get in agreement with God. Know what you are and know what you are not. Here's what I've learned. A negative report always spreads faster than a positive report. When people are murmuring, complaining, talking defeat, be on guard. Make sure you don't let the wrong I am take root. It would do us all good to make a list of a dozen or two of these I ams and read over them all through the day. Get them down in your spirit. Meditate on them. They may not all be true right now, but you have to call the things that are not as if they already were. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am free. I am talented. I am young. I am beautiful. I am attractive. Remember, what follows the I am is going to come looking for you. And if you will invite the right things into your life, the creator of the universe will breathe in your direction. And I believe and declare you will overcome every obstacle, defeat every enemy, and you will become everything that God's created you to be.